Good morning, Rick Moore and the Wake Up Call.
This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasolines. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
And that's still me, still here. Didn't step out, didn't go anywhere. Let me give a shout-out before we go any further to the folks at Aduo, a new and gently used contemporary clothing store in Charlottesville. Duo's fall shipments are arriving daily. Also at Duo, you can sell your gently used clothes. Duo open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturdays, 11 to 5. Duo can be found at 101 Elliewood Avenue in Charlottesville. You can shop online, duo.com. All right, I do believe it'll be an active and exciting day here, because Wake Up Call's close friend, Lee Channing, in the room. Lee, how are you?
I'm fine, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you very much. Lee Channing, the intuitive analyst that we try and have seasonally, because you always make the phone ring so much.
Thank you very much.
That's the only reason. It has nothing to do with you being a nice person or...
Oh, I knew that.
Very active.
You're just using me, Rick.
Well, that's...
To get all the people calling in.
There are many women in my life who say that. I'll just check you off.
I don't believe it.
Add it to the list. Lee, I use the term intuitive analyst. Others might use the term psychic.
Right.
The difference between the two?
There's really little difference. Some people, when they think of the word psychic, they think of someone who makes predictions and only predictions. I actually avoid predictions. I certainly do that on occasion, but I read energy, the energy of the moment, and discuss with my clients what they can do to make their life feel more balanced, more content, more comfortable. So there's really, there's a fine line. It is psychic. It is about working with your intuition. But it, with me, it's much more about reading energy and trying to give people the support and balance that they need at any given time.
And how did you come about this ability?
Well, we talk a little bit about that sometimes in the shows, but it's amazing because when I was a child, I knew that I could see colors, which is something we'll talk about today, and I knew that I could communicate with the animals. But in my early 20s, I began to have very vivid clairvoyant episodes, and they were actually quite frightening. They were things like car accidents that I would see when they were happening. But I was blessed to find a wonderful parapsychologist who helped me work through learning what it was to be clairvoyant, which is kind of a big word in there, and some people don't really understand the difference. But clairvoyant means that you see things as they happen. You read energy as it is at the moment, whereas precognition is looking into the future. So I began to do my work and my research in my early 20s and have done it for quite a few years now. Studied at the University of Minnesota for several years in the Department of Psychology, which had the parapsychology classes back in the 70s, and have done it ever since, and I just love it. I'm blessed to work with people from all over the world.
We'll toss out the phone number for those who'd like to call in and ask Lee a question. Help find that balance that they're looking for, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. And how do you feel the balance by phone? I mean, how does that work? I know that some people, whether you believe or in this ability, I think many people believe that some have this ability, not all of them, who are charging $4.95 a minute. But you either have to touch that person, you have to be in their energy, you have to hold something, their watch or their keys or something that's important that they touch a lot. How do you do this by phone?
No, well, that's a wonderful comment, because in the beginning I did do only psychometry, which meant I held something of yours and worked with you so that I could really focus on the energy. As time went by, it just evolved into, well, I don't need to hold anything, but I want you in the room. Then it was, I don't need you in the room, I can have you in the next room. Then it was, I began to do radio. It seemed quite simple on the radio. Fax, email. Now I can do it by just simply, you could give me someone else's name and it, with their permission, energetically, I could do that. So it's really evolved. In the beginning, I did need to do that. But now I work with people, most of my clients are actually international. I work with people all over the world And I work with phone readings and even email readings, recorded readings, those kinds of things. So it's really evolved. And people say, do I have to give a name? That's something we should say early. No, some people give an incorrect name. That really doesn't matter. I don't tune into the name. I tune into the energy. So if you want to be anonymous and call in, that's okay. But it's truly just the level of evolution that when you do this for 30 years, it's like everything else that you do. You tend to get stronger at it.
And you'd be surprised for listeners who think, you know, well, first of all, if you want to call but you don't want your voice over the air, Sean and Kristen are here today and can bring your
right.
question in by paper. But you'd be surprised how many people will tell me, oh, I called in when Lee was on. I'm like, oh, I didn't recognize your voice. Seriously, it's very difficult for that, or much more difficult than people believe. And I want to start with a question that a friend has given to me.
Okay.
My dog is here today. Lazarus is here.
I love Lazarus. He's wonderful.
And last time that you were on back for our summer season show, we got into pets a lot.
Right.
And I have a close friend whose dog has gone missing. And I believe now is the fifth day or possibly the sixth
okay.
day. And Zephyr
got it.
Is missing. And for those who... For those who listen regularly, Zephyr was the dog that was shot back in the early part of the year.
Right, right.
So what can you tell us about Zephyr?
Okay, let me tune into Zephyr because I've had actually a number of animals lately who have been either ill or missing, something going on. So I think that with Zephyr, what I get is almost a complete blank, which is very rare. Now, I'm sure that Zephyr's person is either listening or will hear this, but what I want to say is that does not mean that Zephyr is dead. That's the first thing people ask is he dead? No, it does not mean that because spirits, animal and human, many times tend to stay around the body. So I do not, that is not saying that he is gone. It is saying he is completely not communicating. So I think what's happening, I know that his person, his human companion, is doing everything. I can sense that. I know that. So just continue to do everything and continue to give a few moments a day to positive visualization, which I tell everybody with a lost animal to do. See this animal healthy coming back before you finish your grief of maybe he's dead, maybe he's gone, maybe he's been hit. All the things that we go through, make sure that you spend that extra few minutes trying to be positive. So think about that. So don't give up. I give it some time period. And with different dogs, I had a cat that came back after 3 months. My son's cat was missing for 3 months, showed up at the door. So it's certainly not impossible, improbable maybe. But with Zephyr, he has been through so much. He is one very strong being. I've tuned into him before. So I think that we have to give him right now the benefit of saying, if he can, come home. So and we'll leave it at that. But for right now, I'll continue to tune in and I'll let you know over the next day or two. And let's see. I just had a lost cat in Sweden. She was gone for a week. And kept sending her energy. I know this cat. I tuned into her energy before. So it's the most powerful thing to do is try to stay as positive as possible. It's not easy.
All right. So people call in with your question, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS is toll-free. You can also send us your question by internet. WNRN Studio is the instant message AOL. Box to send it to.
And that's fine. Works fine.
And Lee, you mentioned earlier about color.
Right.
And we play this game every time. but I always find it to be exciting. And so today I actually did this purposefully because you always play by what color I'm wearing to show people what you can do.
Right.
So I have on a black T-shirt mm-hmm. that has some color on the back, if you feel the need to see that. And then because my body curves don't work in the most popular way, if I am wearing a T-shirt, I almost always have a shirt on over it, sort of like an unbuttoned shirt, which I have today. And
right.
this one is what, sort of a green and blue plaid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, green and blue plaid.
And colors mean different things. Both they have a good and a bad. So go through that for people.
Well, your colors today are very telling, actually. They're very telling because you needed protection today. We've talked a little bit in the past about, well, you layered it today to confuse me a little bit. You don't usually do that. But with the black T-shirt, black is a wonderful protective color. So black is protecting you from any kind of sort of emotional input. It doesn't block you. It just gives you a little extra protection. So somehow you must have needed a little extra protection today. The greens and blues have to do with emotions. So, you know, you have the emotions there. You're feeling emotions. You are probably more emotional than you are some days. So the emotions are there in the blue and green, but the black is there to protect you. So it was actually a very, very good choice.
Anyway, as I talking about Zephyr, as I have a little, you know, minor breakdown over the air. So, you know, how does that, it doesn't seem to have protected me very much.
Well, it protects you from the outside, not the inside. You're protected from those of us outside sending you too much energy or people being needy or wanting your support. You can still give all the support, but black tends to hold your energy in as it keeps other people out. So black is a good choice, but you've got to realize that you will feel your emotions today, maybe a little bit more powerfully than usual. But that's not a bad thing. I still think it was a good choice. But to feel your emotions, to let them come out is a very, very healthy thing to do. So don't even go into that category because you don't need the, if we break down over an animal or human or some issue in life, it's absolutely fine. And it's a very healthy thing to do.
All right. Somebody needs to step on the dance floor first. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN rocks. Let me take a moment and thank Blue Ridge Graphics for supporting us as the phone rings. Blue Ridge Graphics is helping WNRN and the Wake Up Call. You can find them at Meade Avenue and East High Street in Charlottesville, providing custom T-shirts and sportswear, plus promotional items for schools, organizations, and businesses. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746. And online, brgt-shirts.com. All right, again, one of the phone lines is taken, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. We have a guest number two in the studio with us today.
And she has a question she'd like to ask.
All right, and who is this?
This is my beautiful granddaughter, Ava, who came to share the show with me today.
All right,
Ava. And she's going to ask a question.
All right, Ava, step up to the mic. What's your question?
I like hot pink.
What does that mean? Why do you like hot pink? What does hot pink do for you?
It's a happy color.
She told me she wanted to ask me today about hot pink and what that meant. And I told her that pink is from the top of the head. It's a beautiful energy color from the very top of your head. So what it does was it helps you relax. Pink is a very relaxing color. It's the lightest color we have. And she said, well, she likes a really bright pink. She said, I think they call it hot pink. And I said, yeah, they do. And that means that it's even more vibrant in your energy. It's a very, very light color. It means that you want to be joyful, that you want to be very light, you want to have fun, you want to do fun things. And it's also a color that indicates compassion, that you are down to your being, whether you're 6 years old or 60 years old, that compassion is very, very important. So all of those people listening who feel like they're very attracted to pink, and it can come and go, but usually it's part of your life, it's because you need to share your compassion with other people. People who wear a lot of pink tend to be animal people. We started talking about animals. So they do tend to want to share their compassion with all kinds of living things and living beings. So it's a wonderful color. And I'm glad Ava asked that question because in the car she said, I want to know about pink. So I told her we could do that today.
Now, my memory is that each color has its positives, but you can overdo it or it has
Absolutely.
Something that can take you out of balance as well.
Absolutely. The stronger, the heavier the color. When we do the chakras, they start with red, orange, then it goes yellow, green, blue, purple, and pink. And they're heavy to light. So when you get to the lightest colors, they don't have as many issues to deal with. But pink does. They all do. Pink is about confusion. if your pink is out of balance, your top chakra is sort of out of balance, that pink will, you'll be confused. You'll just tend to not quite know what decision you want to make. So, yes, you're exactly right, and that's a good point to bring up. Every color, every energy center has its many positives and its many negatives. So you have to know which side of those colors, when you're bringing in blue and green, is it going to make you overly emotional or just let you share your emotions? Just need to remember to know those things. So that's a good comment.
Again, 979-0919, that line is taken at the moment. But the other line, the toll-free number, is open. Anybody can use that. It's 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS, R-O-C-K-S, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Lee, you also put out a newsletter online, is that
I do. It's called Speaking Spiritually, and actually it's the last year it's really grown. It goes all over the world. It's free. It's a service through my website, spiritsevolving.com, and I create it. Usually I wait till almost the first of the month so that I can read the energy, and I break it down by the week. So the color for each month is different, so I give the color for the month, which everybody can work with. Whether or not that's in your specific realm at the moment doesn't matter.
Well, one of the things that I found interesting by reading through the October newsletter for the show is you wrote something about extra time to focus on your hearing.
Right.
And I'm curious as to what that means and how that works.
Okay, that's a good question too, Rick. You're on this morning. Every energy center, every color has a sense connected to it, one of our senses. And for the color blue, which is prevalent this month, it's your sense of hearing. So what that means is that everybody, doesn't matter what you're working on, everybody listening is going to be more aware of the sounds surrounding them this month. You will hear noise. It will bother you more. You can get more benefit from relaxing music. You'll enjoy listening to the radio more, or it can irritate you more. You'll want to not hear it. So you'll have to make some choices with your sense of hearing in the month of October. If you're driving in the car, do you want to hear the CD, listen to the radio, hear the road noise? Make a choice. If you want to do anything, you have to say, here's exactly what I want to do with my hearing. Don't have a lot of static this month. Don't leave the TV on in one room, the radio on in one room, and continue to keep all the sounds and noises. Really pay attention. You may find that some sounds soothe you more than you think. What do you listen to when you go to bed? Can you hear the traffic? Do you want to get a CD player so that you don't hear that as much? You know, really pay attention, because every sense has that. I mean, every center has that sense connected to it. And with blue, it happens to be your sense of hearing.
All right, 11:19 here on the Wake Up Call. Markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Mostly sunny today, highs in the mid-60s, lower 70s in Lynchburg and Richmond. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows 40 to 45, and then some clouds again tomorrow with a 20% chance of rain in Lynchburg on Columbus Day. Highs 55 to 60, and lower 60s again in Lynchburg and Richmond. Right now, some clouds out there where it's 60 in Lynchburg, 63 in Richmond, 46 in Charlottesville.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And let me take a moment and thank Alt Energy of Charlottesville, designing and installing solar energy systems in Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Alt Energy solar systems are now practical and reliable and can pay for themselves in just a few years while reducing your carbon footprint. You can also make a difference by making sure your computers are off or set to hibernate when not in use, or replacing incandescent bulbs in your house with some compact fluorescence. More can be found online at altenergyincorporated.com. Sean, I've seen the phone ring twice. Are these people calling about their pledges or calling in to ask some questions? Didn't want to go on the air, so Sean is writing up the question. And again, you can do that. Call in, and Sean can write down your question and bring it in for us. Or you can go on air, 979-0919. I see that phone ringing right now. Maybe Kristen can get that. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Let me ask you a question about my dog, about Lazarus.
Okay.
I went to the dentist on Monday. I come home, the dentist gives you a new toothbrush.
It's a good thing because I forget to buy them.
And I do too, and it's a good thing. So I throw my old toothbrush in the trash can. I come home on Tuesday. Lazarus has been into the trash in the bathroom, and he's picked out the toothbrush and taken it over to his bed. I have, and then I can't put it back in the trash. Come home on Wednesday. He's picked out the toothbrush and put it back on his bed. And we play this game all week.
Wonderful. What a good game for him.
And what does this mean?
Well, actually, what is closer to your energy than your toothbrush? Not too many things have a lot of your energy on them. It's very personal. I love Lazarus. And his teeth do. I mean, I told you his breath smells better today. Yeah. He must be using it.
Right.
Really, he does. He's wonderful. Uh-huh. I love Lazarus. But no, it's true. I mean, I have heard other people say the same thing. Things that are very personal. He misses you when you're gone. You're not gone too much. You have to work. Everybody leaves their dogs. But he's well cared for, and he loves you, and it's something very personal, has a lot of your energy on it, and he'll probably continue, and it's actually a very good toy for him.
I actually left it out of the trash can. I got tired of the game before he did. And here he comes. He hears us. We're talking.
Hi, Lazarus. He's beautiful. He is one. He adores you, as you already know, so.
So that's all that is he's looking for something with my energy.
Oh, yeah, just your energy. It could have been your hairbrush. It would have worked the same way, but.
All right, we do have a call from Penelope from Charlottesville. Okay. Hi, Penelope.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Penelope. What's your question?
My question is that I am dealing with this very specific dream or ideal or goal I have in life.
Okay.
And it seems to be given baby steps, and then there will be a huge setback. So it feels like I'm not making any progress in it. Even though I enjoy the baby steps, I enjoy when small things happen in relation to this dream.
Right.
But I'm just wondering if, I just want to see if you can read any of the energy around this dream or around these goals and these setbacks.
Okay. Well, the dream feels to me quite realistic and quite workable. What feels it's a little out of balance in your energy is the timing. So I think what you're going to have to do is to back up a little bit on the time period, even if it seems fair and just to have things done by a certain month, a certain year. That may not happen because the timing with this is not quite settled yet. So I think if you can back up a little bit, spend some extra time just enjoying these baby steps, which can be difficult to do because you're very goal oriented. You have lots of healthy energy. You have lots of energy in general. You have a lot to work with, and that's a good thing. You have lots of, you're sort of like Rick's shirt today. You have a lot of blue and green energy, which is about communication, which is about sharing your emotions, which is about being emotional, not over emotional, but just about using your emotions. So right now is a time when you need to focus on communication in your life, how you communicate with yourself first, how you communicate with all sorts of things, but let the timing set itself. So kind of settle in and go, this is going to be okay. I'm going to enjoy these baby steps because that dream feels like a realistic one to me. So I think you just have to work on your timing a little bit.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much.
And it's just that easy. 11:25 on the wake up call. Lee Channing here. Call up with your question. Again, you can come on air, like our last caller. You can drop off your question to the producers today and we'll come in and read it. 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. And, Lee, we have a caller, who didn't want to come on air.
Okay.
It's a Rutgersville cat owner.
Got it.
Got a second cat to keep the first cat company. The first cat is now unhappy.
Right.
Should she give it more time, or is it time to find a new home for the second cat?
Oh, boy, I know everybody's problem is very unique, but that I have heard so many times because cats, cats can have a very difficult acquaintance period, getting acquainted period. So I think it's not unusual for this to happen. I don't know how much time she's had the cat. If it's been days or weeks, I would say give it more time. If it's been months, maybe. I would give cats 3 or 4 months at least to get acquainted. Making sure that the cat who was there first gets a little extra attention, maybe a few extra treats, those kinds of things. But with these two cats, I think there's a possibility of them working out. So I feel like I would give it a little bit more time and make sure and try to keep it as positive as possible, because all of animals, but cats really tune into the human emotions too. So if she is upset about the cat's hissing or fighting or not getting along, that's not going to help it. So she needs to be very calm and talk in very calm tones to both of the cats at the same time.
Can you talk to your pets?
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, and
we all do
that, you know, but if as a pet owner, as a cat owner, you know, can you sit and talk to the first cat and say, look, you know, this is not going to change. I'd like
absolutely.
You to.
Absolutely.
Does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they don't understand the words, but they understand the energy. So that's what I was saying. Sit down with the older cat and say, come on, this is going to work fine. You know, rub them a little more, give them a little attention.
I don't love you any less.
That's right. Oh, don't say, I don't love you. That may be, they may turn it off at
okay.
that. No. But the cat knows that in some ways. But there are many cats who are one house cats. I mean, I've had that. They want to be the only cat in the household. So that does happen occasionally. But in this case, I would give it some more time and see. But yes, we all communicate with our animals. Every one of us. We all know, and I don't care what how deep your communication is, but everybody understands what their animals happen to be saying. So.
All right. We have a call. We have Kim from Orange. Hi, Kim. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here. How are you?
Hi, Kim.
Well, okay.
All right. I have a horse, and his name is Bailey, since we're doing animals.
Okay.
And he was hunting and decided he hurt too much, I think. He's never been lame, but he just seemed very uncomfortable. So I have left him in a field for a year, but now he really wants to come back to work, and I'm wondering if he can do the job or if he still hurts and is just bored.
A little bit of both. Yes, when I tune into, gosh, he's a powerful being, like this horse. Not like all horses, of course, but this one seems to have a little more energy than a lot. So I would say he absolutely deserves a try. I don't know much about the sport, so I don't know what it entails as far as his training and getting back into it. I think there is a little bit of, quote, hurt left. I would try some natural remedies with him. There are numerous vets these days that work with everything from massage. You feel like you're very open to all those things. So I would work with some natural remedies, sort of feel it out. But I would give him another opportunity because I do. He is bored. If not that, I would find something else for him to do, because he's so smart and so powerful that he needs to be doing something. And you're very in tune with, well, you're very in tune with all animals, but you're very in tune with him. So move it forward. Yes, let him do something and just trust yourself to sort of feel that place where you need to do a little more, a little less. You'll do a great job with it. There's no question.
Well, all right. We'll give it a
try. All right. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN Rocks. Online, WNRN Studio is the instant message place to be. All right, Lee, here's another question from a caller who didn't want to come online. We have a single mom in Charlottesville.
Okay.
Son is in first grade. They're separated from the boy's dad since the boy was 3 and a half.
Okay.
The dad is leaving for Afghanistan soon. Mom, full-time student, but wants to be focused on her son as well as her education, especially now that he's in school and getting more independent.
Okay.
What can she do to be a better mother?
Well, I mean, that's a good question, and it does sound like a, you know, somewhat emotional situation, but I don't have... In my energy, when I tune in to her, I think that it's imperative that she continue to focus on herself, her education. The child is very aware of life situations, and I think will continue to do all right. I think she's doing a good job of paying attention And I think the best thing she can do is not worry about it, not give it a lot of energy. Just do the best each day, continue her studies. And I don't think the child is, this child is very smart, aware, and will ask for what he needs. So other than maybe really paying attention to everything he says, which she does probably most of the time anyway, I would say that the child's going to be all right. So she should continue with what she's doing and give enough attention to herself to keep growing. And I think that's going to be the main thing.
All right. Again, their phone line goes ringing there. The 979-0919 is ringing. But the toll-free line is open if you'd like to call 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Let me take a moment and thank Blue Ridge Mountain Sports for their support today. They're inviting you to join them and Outdoor Recreation and the Intramural Recreation Sports Department at UVA for a slide presentation by famed ski mountaineer Kit DeLore, who skied the highest peaks on all seven continents. Show takes place on Wednesday, October 14th at Newcomb Hall and is open to the public. Reserve seat reception will follow to benefit Therapeutic Adventures. You can find more information with the Blue Ridge Mountain Sports folks here in Charlottesville, in Wintergreen, and Richmond, or at brms.com. All right, Lee Channing here in the studio today, an intuitive analyst, actually just down the road from the WNRN studio.
Right. We're on the end of Old Ivy Road on Faulkner Drive. There's some office buildings down there, and so we're very close, very easy to find.
Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I needed a pronunciation.
Okay.
Pronunciation tip from Sean. It's Milena from Nelson County.
Okay.
All right, Milena, you're on air.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
I'm calling. I have a question about my son.
Okay.
Who is he's about to turn 8, and he just gets really depressed out of the blue. Really depressed and sad and has these tantrums, but they're nonspecific. And I was wondering if you had any thoughts about that.
Okay. Well, absolutely. I think that, there's a new book out, and I wish I could remember the name because I saw it on CNN the other night, but it's about a young boy who became very distraught about airplane crashes, et cetera, and they did some past life work. Mm-hmm. Whether you believe in past lives or genetic memory, whatever the belief are, a lot of people, not, of course, we manifest as children, but you bring sadness with you, and you do learn in this life to release some of that. Mm-hmm. I think with him, there's some very old, old energy. You might encourage him to talk about his dreams that he has. Talk about, just let him be open to talk more. I don't think he's letting everything out. He may act like he does, but I don't think he does. I also think that with this child, his physical body is very involved in his emotions. Mm-hmm. Most of us are, but with him, it feels more important. I would be super careful with his diet, with his level of exercise, with his the number of hours he sleeps. Really begin to help him get even better by, because you're a very aware parent as well, but I would focus on his physical body, really watch his physical responses, different diets. It's not just sugar. Is sugar good for children? Absolutely not. But it's not just sugar. It's what different types of grains, you know, these kinds of things to make sure you can pay attention to what he eats and how that goes. But I would say he really does need to talk more. And if he will do that to you, that's a good thing. But he's got a lot of deep, deep sadness. Now, that comes, we're talking about this blue energy center, that comes from the throat. So mm-hmm. his most powerful sense at the moment is going to be his sense of hearing, which we discussed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get him to listen to, it can be sounds, it can be quiet music, I mean, it can be something he likes. I mean, a lot of children, it's hard to find that quiet music that they like, but whether it's spa-type sounds or whether it's bird sounds or ocean sounds, really let him spend some time using his sense of hearing. I think that would really benefit him as well.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Keep it going, folks. 979-0919. Lee Channing here in the studio today, the intuitive analyst that we like to have on air all the time with us. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. SpiritsEvolving.com.
Right.
And again, to go back, the monthly newsletter that you put out.
Right, Speaking Spiritually.
Speaking Spiritually. Mm-hmm. I went through and read through that before you coming on the air today. And the last caller, you talked about the blue color in the throat.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember properly, one of the things that you mentioned for the month of October was sort of a beware of ear, nose, and throat issues.
Right.
Because when my throat got sore, I was like, darn it.
Do something quick.
Maybe I should go to the doctor about this.
You know, yeah, every energy center has, as we talked earlier, sense, also a physical area affected. Most of it's pretty obvious. The throat is the throat. The blue energy center is about the throat, the ears, the thyroid. So if you have any of those problems, you really want to pay extra attention. Now, it doesn't mean something is going to be happening in that area. It may mean you're healthier than ever. It just means there's a spotlight shining on the throat the month of October for everyone. So you want to pay more attention. If you do get a sore throat, just do whatever you do. Take your herbs, go to your herbalist, go to your physician. Make sure you don't let it go on, and drink a lot of water. Whenever the throat's involved, you want to add a lot of water to your diet.
All right, 11:36 here on the Wake Up Call.
And if anybody out there knows how to trap a fox, let me know.
Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
Oh, this week there's the true story of Flight 349, a Piedmont Airlines flight that crashed into Bucks Mountain 50 years ago. The Hook looks back at the flight, the passengers, and the situation surrounding the crash. Learn about how bogus phone fees can be added to your bill. Seems all someone needs is your name, your phone number, and their computer. And the latest restaurant news from wine to pizza. The Hook, just pick one up. It's fast and it's easy. And let's thank Ben Around Tattoos for being with us today. You can find them in downtown Waynesboro, featuring male and female tattoo artists. Ben Around Tattoos has thousands of designs available and can create work from a design that you provide. Piercing also available. Ben Around Tattoos in downtown Waynesboro or at 701 West Main Street here in Charlottesville. For more information, it's benaroundtattoos.com. All right, dial us up, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. And we have, we got Linda from Gordonsville. Linda, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Rick.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well.
Good. Hi, Lee.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. What's your question today?
Well, I'm in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be going to a show, and a lady gets in touch and talks with the people that have passed away. And I do believe in this.
Okay.
And my father died back in 1992, and I really miss him a lot. And I'm just wondering, you know, what would the chance be of maybe, you know, him coming through and communicating with me when I go to that show?
Oh, well, that's a good question, because I actually had some friends and I've had some clients that have gone to these shows. And actually, I think John Edward is probably the most famous at the moment medium who does this.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, okay.
Well, then, Linda, I'm gonna let you listen on air.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, we got it here?
Yes, yeah. We are.
I think that John Edward is probably the most famous at the moment of the people who communicate with the dead, and I think it's absolutely real. I do it myself, yes. I do it on individual basis, but the odds of a relative coming through are actually pretty good most of the time. The odds of you being chosen in a group, you know, is always one in whatever, however big the group is, 100 or 200 or 500. But I think that your father seems to me, just in a brief tune-in, to be somewhat distant, maybe not a whole lot to say, but I think he would certainly have some input to you should you choose to do that. So, yes, I would certainly encourage that. For some people, it's not necessarily worthwhile or helpful. They may get a little information. But for you, you're very open. You have very balanced energy, so it wouldn't push you in any direction. So I think that's a good idea. I think it's good for you to go. And the odds of him coming through, should you be in the right place at the right time, I think are pretty good.
All right, Linda, I hope that goes well for you. Both phones are ringing now, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. And don't forget, there's the WNRN studio as an instant message. All right, Lee, here's an instant message that has come across.
Okay.
My grandmother has had illness over the summer with dizzy spells. and a tumor on her temple. What can you tell me about that?
Well, that can be extremely difficult. I mean, just the word grandmother means it's an older person. And we, as we all grow older and, you know, we all tend to have these little strange things pop up that really, that don't mean as much as they would if you were 20. But I think that with your grandmother, to tune into her specifically, that tumor energy is located in the purple and the pink center. Because purple is between the eyes, pink is the top of the head, and with her energy, I feel a lot of that very light energy. Now, what that tells me is she needs to really have light energy around her. You could share with everybody can be part of the growth and the change of anyone's energy. So you can tell family members to just send very light energy. It feels like it's something that may return, actually. Doesn't feel like it's all finished. So I feel it kind of pending. So I think that the idea of just simply sending positive energy, thinking about the colors purple and pink that go into that body part is about all you can do. Because when somebody is experiencing something that's unique, to me this feels very unique to her energy, then you just want to pay very close attention. Make sure that somebody is watching over grandmother at all times.
All right. Dial us up, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN Rocks. Lee Channing, our guest today on the Wake Up Call. Lee is an intuitive analyst, some might say psychic, located in the Charlottesville area. And Lee, we have Roger from Harrisonburg. Hey, Roger.
Good morning, Lee. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Roger. What's your question?
I purchased a business 2 years ago in November. The previous owner had a lot of negative energy and was not well liked in the area. And I was wondering what I could do to help dispel the negative energy as well as create an environment here that would be able to bring people in and be able to be happy to come shop with me.
Okay, so this is a place of business, so you want to clear not just the reputation, but you want to clear an area, an actual building.
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, you've got a good start because you have a lot of very positive energy. Your energy just flows naturally into a positive vein, which is not as common as I would like to see it, but that's a wonderful thing. So it means you do it automatically.
Thank you.
You're on autopilot, so you are already doing that. I think some of the things that you can do, I would use some old rituals, and sometimes I suggest people do these just because it's an energetic process, but it's also kind of fun to do, and that is you take the building and you break it into quadrants, and you go into one corner of the building, and you simply stand there, close your eyes, send good energy. You do this automatically, but if you do it very specifically, I think that will help. Some people use water or salt. I don't think you need to use any kind of props, but I would do it just energetically, and you don't need anyone else to do it because you've got the energy that you can work with. You can open your energy, clean your, you know, just sort of tell yourself you're a psychic and you're cleaning the energy, and we all are, and you will be. And just, you know, make sure that you feel comfortable with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But just say, I'm putting a light of protection around myself. Any negative energy in here, I don't want to absorb it. Pick a window, pick a door, and say, I'm going to sweep it out.
Okay.
And do it with your mind's eye. But I would break it down into smaller. I think you've done the whole building naturally, but I would do one little corner. If it's one room or one area, you know, maybe really literally break it down into four spaces. They don't have to be equal size or anything. Don't make it too scientific. But I think you can do that. And I think and I would do it for a while. I mean, you know, do it for a few weeks, not days. And just do it, you know, take 10, 15, 20 minutes and do it once a week or something like that, because it's already happening, but I think you can speed it up a little bit.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're doing a good job.
All right. Let's see. Next up, we have Audrey from Charlottesville. Hi, Audrey.
Hello.
Hi, Audrey. What's your question?
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Okay. I have a question. I feel very energetically, emotionally, creatively jammed. I'm trying to figure out how to move on through that and get on the other side.
Got it. Yeah, your energy flow is really overwhelmed.
Hold on just a minute. I have to turn up my radio because I can't can't hear you
okay.
on my phone.
Okay.
Okay.
Your energy is very overwhelmed and overwhelmed and drained at the same time. So it's kind of an interesting energy picture for me, because many times you're either overwhelmed and you've got too much energy and you're trying to hold too much, or you're drained and you don't have enough energy. You're doing a little bit of both. So I think at some points in the day you're overwhelmed, and at some points you're drained, at some points you're tired, and at some points you have some energy. You've really got to cut down on, you've got to cut your schedule down. I mean, you've got to cut down the things that you are committed to and find more time for yourself, because if you don't, this month, particularly in October, the energy is blue, the energy of being down and depressed or sad, all of that's blue energy as well. So you want to be really careful. What I'd like for you to do is kind of what I told the other woman to do. Use your physical body as a good measuring device, so that if you eat something or drink something or exercise or don't exercise, really monitor how you feel. But I think that you've got to cut down on everything that you're committed to. It may be difficult to do, but you need more time to do absolutely nothing, or at least something you enjoy more. Before, you don't want to get any more overwhelmed, because that's going to push you into feeling more down and more drained. So really try to balance that energy out where you have more time for yourself.
All right, Audrey, thank you so much for calling in. Best of luck. It's always important to 979-0919. Both phone lines are open right now. Lee Channing here, intuitive analyst here in the Charlottesville area. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN Rocks. Dial us up, ask your question. Lee, somebody bring this up to my attention. Lesser sunlight as mm-hmm. we go, you know, along in the calendar year, in the cosmic year. And for many people, that plays a big part in how they feel.
Absolutely.
What do you do about that? How do you help with more darkness sort of out there naturally?
Right. Yeah, it is difficult. And, of course, there's the seasonal associated disorder, whatever the name of that is, because, you know, it does make a difference when we have less sunlight, colder temperatures, particularly, I mean, I'm talking about, you know, this area of the country. It really does make a difference, because we tend to go into more into our heart center, our emotional center, this blue center that we're talking about. So people literally do get more depressed in the wintertime. And I think one way to counteract that, well, the main thing is intention, knowing right up front, I might feel less energetic. I may be sad, so I need to make sure and work with that. You may want to put brighter lights in your sitting room or your living room or your den, so that you can feel like you have more daylight in your own day. And that doesn't mean you have to set it for 8 o'clock or like the sun is going to go down later. But being aware of it can make a huge difference for, and a lot of people are affected. I'd say 70%, 65-70% of the people out there do have some problem with not being quite as happy in the wintertime, even if they love the season, because of the darkness. So make sure you know about it. Bring some more light into your house, and that will make some difference.
All right, 11:49 here on the Wake Up Call. Let me take a moment because WNRN wants to congratulate Zeni Sampson of Richmond and Tracy Edgerton of Charlottesville, along with Buzz Barnett of Charlottesville. They're the final grand prize winners from our recent fund drive. Zeni will be enjoying a bowling party at Plaza Bowl in Richmond with her and all of her friends. Buzz won the SAT prep course from Georgetown Learning Centers, and Tracy picked up the VIP passes to the Virginia Film Festival with invitations to the opening gala. Thanks to everybody who helped make the fall fund drive successful from all of us here at WNRN. By the way, sometime in the next few weeks, we will have what's the proper title, Sean? Director from the film festival will be here. Jody Kielbasa will be here later on at the end of the month as we go through what's going to be happening at the film festival. All right, we got a caller. We got Linda from Gordonsville. Hi, Linda.
Hey, Rick. Hi, Lee again. I had one more question for you.
Okay.
It's kind of crazy, but I love to change the color of my hair, and I like to change the style, the cut. And people, you know, they laugh at me and joke with me about it. And, you know, I just enjoy doing it. But what does that really mean?
Oh, that's a good question. And you keep doing it. You just keep right on doing it. It's working, okay? Your energy is very balanced. When you want to work a lot with your head, okay, it's about what are those upper energy centers? Communication, intuitiveness, compassion, being aware, very light energy. Our hair is representative of our light energy, not our heavy energy. If you bought shoes all the time, that might be heavy energy. But for you, change is important. You are a very well balanced, very well grounded person. So a lot of times to bring more lightness into your life, more light energy, is really healthy for you.
Uh-huh.
So to continue to change that, let them laugh. I mean, you know, do it. I would say do it as often as you like, because it's one of the joys that you get, and it truly is fun for you.
Yeah, I enjoy doing it. It's funny that the reactions that I get from everybody.
Yeah, but whenever you get if you wake up one morning and say, today I have to get my hair purple and yellow and cut it really short, think about what's grounded you. Maybe you're feeling too grounded. So, you know, when you want to do your hair, I would say do it 99% of the time, but just say is something pushing this, because sometimes when we get overwhelmed and we get too grounded, we've got to do all of these earthly things, we'll want to do something to lighten our energy. But for you, I think it's very, very healthy, and it's a fun thing to do, and it does just indicate that you go into your light energy and you're able to do that, which is actually shows a lot of balance.
Okay.
So you have fun with it.
Okay. Yeah, I have a lot of fun with it.
Good.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Phone lines are open. That's a very interesting
question.
We've
never had anybody ask about
that. All the time you've been on here. I mean, what did we decide?
For it was 11 years or something.
979-0919. Phone lines are open. And there goes one of them. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Also open. Lee, we usually get this because you usually come on a little later in the year. And I think we've decided that your next visit will be early in the new year. Somebody always asks about the holidays. Mm-hmm. How do I handle my family on the holidays? I don't feel very exuberant at this time of year or for this particular year.
Right.
Some pointers?
Yeah, it's very difficult. I mean, I wish I could say, oh, holidays are happy family times. The majority of the people with whom I work, and they're not all, you know, depressed or sad, but, you know, it's a difficult time. There's a lot of stress, particularly now with the economy. I think this year more families will be feeling the stress of holiday issues and what's going on and how they want to celebrate. The only thing you can do is to try to keep your energy calm and balanced and literally try to break down the holidays one week at a time. Sometimes that helps. Don't worry about Christmas at Thanksgiving. You know, if you've done some shopping, that's fine. But give yourself a family. If you do Thanksgiving, which seems to be sometimes as difficult or more difficult than Christmas, because families, you know, do tend to really get together in big groups. And sometimes that's a problem. So you want to stop and really think about it. But go week by week and make sure you're doing something in there to maintain your own calmness, your own sanity as you're doing that. So to be aware of the stress is, again, the most important thing, but to really do that and to spend some quiet times. Most people, you don't have to start meditating, but really take some times every day where you do nothing but just deep breaths if that's what you need to do.
All right. The toll-free line is open, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Lee Channing, an intuitive analyst here in the studio today. Only a few minutes left. It is 11:54 on the wake-up call. But we have Isis from Shipman. Hi, Isis.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
And what's your question today?
Why can't my family find a house that is closer to town and affordable?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, and sometimes when you're looking for a house, you just have to be patient, which is kind of hard for all of us. But I think that, you know, your family, you need to get together as a family, which you may have already done, and decide what area you would like. Start making it more specific. So that you say, yeah, we want a house in this area, in this county, close to Charlottesville, close to here, and really think about it in a very positive way, but don't worry about it, because when you start worrying about things, many times that will sort of hold them away. So you want to take a deep breath and you want to say, yes, we're going to find this house. It will happen. And my feeling is, yes, your family will If you wanted my answer, yes, you will find a house, but sometimes timing is a little bit important. So you want to be very patient, send it lots of good energy, and, you know, and don't be sad about it. Try to say, yes, this is going to happen. It may just take a little while. But you have a very, that was a wonderful question. You have very good energy. So I know that when you're putting your energy out there for it, that's going to help too. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Isis. 979-0919 is open, 1155 on the wake-up call. Let me remind you, this is WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS FM Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg. And give a shout-out to Ananda. Ananda is the Charlottesville Community Center for Conscious Living and Alternative Healing Practices with a focus on, oh, maybe I should turn that down, with a focus on mind-body integration and soul-level living. They offer massage, energy revitalization, and stress relief, as well as meditation classes. Ananda off the downtown mall next to the Vinegar Hill Movie Theater. And you can find them online at AnandaWellnessCenter.com. All right, Lee, we have Laura from Stanton. Hey, Laura.
Hello.
Hi, Laura. What's your question?
My question is about my daughter.
Okay.
She's 10, and she has, over the past few years, shown some signs of what some may call ADHD or anxiety or a mixture of both, and I'm just wondering how I can go about supporting her.
Okay.
The best way possible.
Okay, she needs, her energy really needs to be outside, which is interesting. I would say try to find some outdoor activities where she could volunteer with animals, whether that's through the your local Humane Society or something. But she really, with the winter months coming on particularly, she needs to be outside. She needs a lot of fresh air. She needs to move around. I mean, I'm sure by age 10, she knows what sports she likes or doesn't like or doesn't want to do that. But I think for her, there's a lot of confusion in her energy, which is that sort of pink energy. And a good balance for that is to really talk with her about emotions, because pink and green, which is the heart center, kind of go together. She tends to be a little overly emotional, but you need to go in there and sort of ask her on a regular basis how she's feeling, what the emotions are. But I think the number one thing that popped in my intuitive mind was to try to get her outside as much as possible. It feels like that's the sunlight, et cetera, is going to be healing for her.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
All right, Lee, we think we have time for one last call. And before I jump on this, remind everybody there's a black and white border collie with a little pink dot on his nose named Zephyr. Feel free to look.
We're all sending him energy.
All right. Julia from Charlottesville. Julia?
Hi.
Hey, you got about a minute and a half,
hi,
so
okay.
Do your best.
Okay. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
I'm calling about two possible things. One is my son, who's 21, UVA, going to graduate. And is there anything I can do to support him and his, you know, and helping find a job and an avenue and a road? And then the other question, if at all possible, is my mother, who is 96 and tremendously frail, and we've been through a roller coaster of years of going up and down. And
got it.
I don't know, any thoughts on our situation.
Got it. Well, since we only have just a moment here, what I'll tell you is that for both of these people right now, I think that they're on their own path, very much so. And I think for your well-being, you probably need to just back up a little bit, be available, be there to do what you need to do. But I don't think, particularly with your son, it feels like he's ready to really step out, make some decisions, do some things. So I would say take care of yourself, and you may literally want to sort of back away a little bit. Your mother obviously doesn't have any plans to stay for any long extended period of time. She's quite elderly. But I don't think there's anything you're not doing. Maybe that would answer the question better. So keep up what you're doing and maybe back up a little bit and make sure and take care of yourself.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate the confirmation and
you're
the feedback.
Welcome.
All right. Well, thanks to all who called today. Everybody want to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
All right. Lee, we'll see you sometime just after the new year, I think.
Sounds
we decided.
Perfect.
First Sunday in 2010.
Thank you so much for having me. It was wonderful.
All right. Zephyr, go home.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday, and by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at wakeupcall@WNRN.org. The Wake Up Call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for The Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.